You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Three federal court actions last week in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Florida cases let stand racially gerrymandered maps diluting black voting power. Those diluted maps neutralized the voice of black voters in those districts for 2024. The majority-minority North Florida 5th Congressional District was reconfigured by a map proposed by Governor Ron DeSantis into a white-majority district. That map was later struck down by a lower federal court. Democracy Docket reports that March 27th, a federal district judge held that the plaintiffs did not prove Florida legislators intended to racially gerrymander the maps and dismissed the case. A Florida Supreme Court case is still pending. Also March 27th, a federal appeals panel affirmed a decision over a new North Carolina Senate district which dismantled a former majority-minority opportunity district. The majority of the panel said it was too close to the election and allowed it to stay through November 2024. A U.S. Supreme Court case from South Carolina still doesn't have an opinion. So with the June 11th state primary imminent, a lower court allowed a congressional map diluting black voting power there to be used for 2024. The legislature had argued that it didn't racially gerrymander, it gerrymandered for partisan reasons, which SCOTUS ruled in 2019 was an inherently state political issue. We have links to the decisions at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.